morning, and welcome to the Mental Breakdown Morning Show. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson.
I'm Dr. Richard Marshall.
Here we are on a Thursday, but the Thursday before the storm. Thursday morning before the storm, literally.
Quite literally before the storm.
Yeah, we record our show. We're based out of Central Florida, and we are eagerly, or some people are not so eagerly, anticipating Hurricane Matthew.
The entire state is under a state of emergency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting because some of the newer predictions have it hitting the east coast of the state, then kind of flipping around because of some other thing in the Atlantic, swinging around and then boom, gaining us again.
Coming back.
Yeah.
I heard about
it's
that.
It's like a
yesterday.
Little flippy right. flip thing.
Right.
So, yeah, not sure what's going to happen. I know all the schools around here have been closed.
Our schools
for today and tomorrow.
Today and tomorrow. Courthouses are closed.
Yeah.
Right. We've
yeah.
had some legal things that have had to be postponed.
So. Yeah. So it's a big state of preparation.
Mm-hmm.
Around
it's a
here.
Large storm and a strong storm.
Right. And it's moving slowly.
Slowly going to sweep and slowly bringing rain.
Bringing lots of rain. Yeah.
For a lot, and that's the problem is you're going to have. Lots of rain, lots of high tides,
mm-hmm.
storm
mm-hmm.
surges. So there'll be some water damage. And of course, it's impossible to predict.
Right.
It's going to make its way back out over the open water, so it'll increase from a Category 3 to a Category 4 storm.
Right.
Could be. I don't think it's going to become a Category 5, but there's going to be a lot of rain, even with the winds. And
right.
so we are affected by that because our schools could potentially become shelters
right.
for those who are evacuating from the East Coast
right.
inland.
Right.
So our schools in Polk and Highlands County could become shelters, so they're closed. Also, there are going to be transportation issues.
Right.
Even now, you can feel the winds at this early in the morning. The winds are beginning to pick up a little bit. So.
And what's interesting, again, talking about the speed in which the storm's moving, you know, it was originally that it was supposed to be here earlier today,
right.
and then it was going to be 2 o'clock this afternoon, and now it's kind of even pushed a little
tonight.
Bit later. So,
right. Right.
It will be interesting to mm-hmm. see what happens. I'm sure that a lot of people are going to stay indoors and resist the tendency or the urge or the need to go out. I know that one of our friends in some of the outer cities, more rural cities
right.
around, they're already out of gasoline and water.
There were
water
long lines
and,
yesterday. Yeah. Well, I came back from Tampa yesterday, and there were long lines at all the gas stations. We had to go to the grocery store last night, and I forgot that people are preparing for the storm.
Yeah.
And so there were no carts.
Yeah.
And the water was, they were putting the water out in front of the store
yeah.
because people were buying 2 and 4 wow. cases at a time. And I forgot that this panic mode sets in, you know,
yeah.
as people clean the shelves. There was almost no bread left
right.
in a major Publix grocery store.
Yeah.
So this area is in full preparation.
Right.
Which leads to today's topic.
A great topic for today because, you know, your kids are going to be home. You're going to likely be home.
Somebody has to be
home. A lot of offices are closed.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a great opportunity. Now, you know, certainly these kinds of events bring with it anxiety and stress and those
built
kinds
in.
Of...
They're built, you know, heightened
right.
anxiety, heightened stress.
You know, and the news doesn't help. And, you know, watching all of the reports, you know, the predicted devastation and all that kind of stuff that they put out there, you know, while some of that may be true, it certainly elicits anxiety.
Well, and we're watching where the storm has been. So it
right.
has crossed Haiti. The eye of this storm passed over eastern Cuba and Haiti. And so our children, even teenage children, are watching these news reports
right.
of this utter devastation.
Right.
That is not likely to, it's not likely to be as bad here as it was in Haiti.
Right.
But when you think back at Katrina,
right.
that wasn't supposed to be either. So you get this heightened anxiety because you see, wow, this storm is capable of doing this kind of damage.
Right.
It could do it to my neighborhood.
Right.
So you automatically, the youngsters who don't completely understand these storms begin to become anxious.
Right. And many of them weren't alive the last time we had some major hurricanes, which was in 2004, and then we had Wilma in 2005.
12 or 13 years ago.
But 2004 was when we had the trifecta of Charlie and
seemed like the
Ivan
entire
and,
fall was
yeah.
was devoted to hurricanes.
So it's a new experience for many of our children, and for us, it's sort of reliving some of the struggles from the past.
Very much so, because if you think back to 2004. That was 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
People who are in their 20s
mm-hmm.
were youngsters then,
right.
and they remember that devastation.
Right.
So for them, that's what hurricanes mean.
Right.
That's the last one they really saw.
Mm-hmm.
So there are people we know in their 20s
right.
who are terrified of these storms because they remember the devastation of the last one.
Right.
So there's heightened anxiety even among people in their 20s and 30s.
Yeah. Yeah. So in today's podcast, we're going to talk a little bit about just, you're working to prepare, which is the best that we can do. You know,
that's
you
right.
can get your water, you can, you know, I remember when we were growing up, you fill up your bathtub, you do all those things, because that was
what
really
do you do
even,
with that water in the bathtub?
Well, that was before,
bottled water.
That was before bottled water. So you fill up your bathtub so you have drinking water, multiple gallons of drinking water. We got to clean the bathtub first. I wouldn't advise it at your house, maybe, but... So, but you know, you prepare and hopefully that relieves some stress. But it's a great idea, a great opportunity to use this time to reconnect with your kids, because that's going to relieve your stress and it's going to help relieve any stress that they may be experiencing.
That's right. This is a stressful experience for
right.
across ages, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Those who adults who feel responsible to take care of kids and kids who are being stressed.
Right.
Okay, so high stress situation.
Right. And with high stress situations, you know, we're going to be a little bit less tolerant. We're going to be a little bit more irritable. It's going to be potentially a bad day.
It could be a long and difficult day.
Right. And so as we were preparing to talk about this, we found this great article in Psychology Today, and I'll post a link in the show notes. But this great article that talks about, you know, five things that you can do to reconnect with your kids when you are having such a bad day.
And we might add, whether it's a bad day because of a major hurricane.
Right.
Or it's just you're having a bad day because you're having a bad day for some reason.
Right.
Okay, so it doesn't matter why. But I thought when we were talking about this morning, it's an appropriate time.
Yeah.
To how do you reconnect with your kids when it is a bad day?
Right. So you know, again, we're going to be a little bit more irritable, a little bit less tolerant. We're going, because of our heightened stress, it's going to be easier for us to get frustrated. And so one of the first things that the article recommends is basically doing a start over.
Right.
You know, when you're engaging in a conversation with your child and you start getting irritated and you start getting snippy and short and ill-tempered, it's a great idea. And I know that I do this, I try to do this with my kids. Mm-hmm. I don't always succeed. But, you know, one of the great things to do is to go back later and say, you know what? Earlier that was, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have responded that way.
Right.
Let's start over. Let's
right.
talk about that again and let's have a better conversation about it.
And again, that's a parent modeling the
right.
kind of behavior
exactly.
that we want. So you're modeling it. You're owning your own emotions and you're owning your contribution to the difficulties because you're likely to be short-tempered today. Part of your brain is going to be thinking about the storm
right.
and electricity and food and cell phones.
What happens if?
Right. And you're going to be thinking about all that and you're not going to have a lot of patience.
Right.
And so, but start with that. Start with that do-over. Okay?
Right.
And take your share because then it gives your child permission to do the same thing.
Right.
You know, I'm sorry, Mom.
Yeah.
That's how we want to start.
Yeah. I think it's wonderful when parents are at ease enough and comfortable enough to say, you know, my bad.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't, you know, I overreacted. I didn't
right.
manage that very well.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of other things that are listed is, you know, engaging in your child in play and in physical connection. You know, these kinds of situations, especially, you know, if the electricity goes out
mm-hmm.
or anything, you know, use that time to play board games or to, you know, just play with physical toys or read a book or something like that, you know, connecting, getting close to each other and getting in sync with each other through play and reading and those kinds of activities.
Meet them where they are.
Yeah.
Okay. When I woke up this morning, I have teenage children, and what are they going to do today? You know,
right.
they're going to be bored.
Right.
Okay. So they're going to be on their cell phones. But we need to reconnect with where they are.
Right.
Okay. What are they doing? And this is a perfect time for us to reconnect with our kids.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be inside all day. We're going to be together. So reconnect with your kids where the kids are. If
right.
they're young children, board games, reading, Play-Doh, you know, get down and get engaged in their world.
Right.
Don't push them aside because
right.
you're too busy.
Right.
Yeah.
And I really like the fifth recommendation, and that is empathizing with your child. You know, especially, again, regardless of why you may be having a bad day, you know, trying to experience or at least get a sense of what they're experiencing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. While we can, you know, when we think about Hurricane Matthew, while we can sort of understand it a little bit because we're older and we've had more experience and things like that, you know, young kids, they don't know. So they see your anxiety and they say, wow, you know, if mom and dad are anxious about this, this must really be a bad thing.
Right.
And so we need to do a good job of empathizing with them. And recognizing that, you know, they're going to be feeling things and experiencing things that they maybe have never experienced before, or at least that they just don't understand.
That's right.
So empathizing with them and talking to them about it, just let them verbalize.
Let them talk about their feelings. Right.
Let them talk about it and listen to them.
Legitimize it. Let them talk about them and do all you can to understand their feelings and talk to them about their feelings.
Yeah.
Let them label those emotions. You know?
And then provide them accurate information. You know,
yes.
You know, what if you had a bad day at work and you come home and you're snippy with your child and, you know, mm-hmm. then you start talking to them and you go in and you say, my bad, man, I didn't, you know, and he says, well, you know, I don't know why you got so mad at me,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you listen and then you explain, well, let me tell you, I had a really challenging day at work today. I know you have a tough day at school sometimes. I had a really tough day at work today. And, you know, I came home and I kind of took that out on you a little bit. And that's my bad. I shouldn't do that.
And when you apologize, I'm going to try to get this right. When you apologize, it's best to apologize for your behavior.
Right.
Not because... I mean, there's no other way to say this. You're not apologizing to them because they're so special that their feelings shouldn't be hurt.
Right.
Okay, you don't want to give them that idea. Oh, I'm sorry, honey. You're so special that I should never step on your toes or I should never be angry with you. That's not the message. The message we want to give is, I'm sorry for my behavior.
Right, because another piece to that is, I'm sorry for my behavior, but my behavior didn't happen because of your behavior.
Right.
You know, it's not you're taking accountability.
Right. That's right. I'm taking accountability for my behavior.
Right.
Not blaming you. This is my behavior.
Yeah.
I'm responsible. Because that's the message we want to give our children.
Right.
Because if we say, I'm angry because of you.
Right.
Our kids are going to say, I'm angry because of you.
Right. Because what happens, a lot of parents will say, we know, I'm sorry that I got so upset.
Mm-hmm.
But if you would just do your homework.
I wouldn't be upset.
Now that's the child's problem. Anger is because of the child's problem. And we really want to teach our kids that you're responsible for your actions.
That's right.
Nobody can make you do anything or behave any way. You have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to apply that to ourselves as well.
I lost my temper yesterday. And because everybody was asleep when I left the house this morning, when I apologize, I'm going to apologize for my behavior.
Right.
I'm not going to blame them. I'd like to.
Right.
I mean, I'd like to say, it's your fault that I'm... Right. No. I'm apologizing for my behavior. Now, I can explain to you why I felt the way I did.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I don't put that back on them.
Right.
My behavior isn't their problem.
Right.
My behavior is my problem.
Right.
Okay.
Because while it may have been their behavior that pushed to that point...
Right.
You still had a choice.
That's right. That's right. And that's the message we want to give our kids, because we don't want them saying, well, I'm in a bad mood because of you. No.
Right.
No, whatever you're doing is yours.
Because kids will say that. They'll say, well, you know, yeah, I'm sorry that I did that, but, mm-hmm. you know, if you would have just let me play Xbox, then I wouldn't have gotten upset.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's why
that sounds exactly mm-hmm. the way that parents talk with the kids sometimes.
And there's another thing that parents might do on these bad days. We have parents have a tendency when we get impatient, rushed, we say, this is a very difficult day for me and I wish you would just understand. You know, I want you to understand how difficult my day is,
mm-hmm.
okay? And if you would just behave,
mm-hmm.
and if you would do what you're told, I'm having a very bad day. We don't want to give our children that message either,
right?
Okay? If it's going to be a tough day, everybody has to step back, and you can't ask your children to become the adult. You can't ask your children to be understanding and patient and know that you're having a very bad day today and that they have this role to play.
Right.
They're the children. We're the adults.
Right. And again, the other side of that is that will come back against you as well.
That's right.
Because what happens when your child says, well, you know, I'm having a bad day, so if you would just let me do what I want to do, then everything will be just
fine. Right. Everything will be fine if you just back off.
And again, these are comments that we hear parents complain about on a weekly basis.
Right.
And so when we use those, that rationalization, that justification for our behaviors, our kids are going to do the same thing.
They're gonna do what we model.
So we need to use this time to reconnect with them, but you know, empathizing and listening to them, taking accountability for your behaviors.
That's right.
You know, this hurricane is coming and it's really stressing me out. It's making me very anxious. And so let's do something so that we can take our minds off of it. Let's do something so that we don't have to think about it and we can have fun together despite what's going on outside.
Yeah, rather than looking at these 2 days as turmoil and let's use these as an opportunity to reconnect with our children. This is a wonderful opportunity to reconnect with our kids.
Absolutely.
Okay, so it's either an opportunity or it's going to be a cause for consternation and anger and discipline and punishments and all that. So try to use these 2 days to reconnect. Well, you actually have 4 days. You have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Right.
Wonderful time to reconnect. A great opportunity for you to reconnect with your children.
Schools are in session on Monday, right? As far as we know, even though it's Columbus Day.
Yes.
Okay. Right. Okay. So 4 days. So, you know, take the time, use it wisely. Now, we usually recommend for you to get out and take a walk and stuff, but it may not be such a great idea over the next couple of days to go for a walk.
Right.
If the weather's okay, definitely do it, because you know what's going to happen? It's going to feel great outside because the wind is going to feel nice. It's going to be a little bit cooler. So if you have the opportunity and it's safe and everything, go ahead and get outside and take a walk. But if you're stuck inside, the main recommendation we'd make, you know, our lifestyle recommendations that we try to give every day, just, you know, be cautious and watch what you're eating. Don't stress eat.
Right.
Don't sit, and because you're stuck inside all day, don't use that as an opportunity to just graze all day long. You know, don't try not to change your eating habits too much over these next couple of days, even though you're out of sync with your normal routine. Mm-hmm. You know, try to stick to your plan.
Right. That's right, because 4 days, you can do a lot of damage in 4 days. You can undo a lot of progress if you don't stay organized and mindful over a 4-day period.
Right, and if you do go to the store to stock up on healthy things. Don't get Twinkies and Ho-Hos and things like that, because even though they have a very long shelf life.
Especially when they get to your waist.
Very long shelf life is exactly why you shouldn't eat them. So, all right. Have a safe and happy day. And you know what? We'll be back tomorrow morning.
We'll be here, probably. Well, yeah, we'll be here.
Yeah.
I don't think we're
going to be here. We just live right up the road. We could walk here if we needed to.
No, we'll be here tomorrow morning.
All right. So have a terrific day, and we will see you then on Friday morning. All right. Bye-bye.
Good day.